Thikmara in Megillah Dav Chav Gimel, in relating to the number of aliyahs by Kriyas HaTorah, says, Hanishlosha Chamisha V'Shiva Kneged Mi, Pligi Bar Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni V'Chadi Ime, Umanu Reb Shimon Ben Tzaz V'Amila Reb Shimon Ben Tzaz V'Chadi Ime, Umanu Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, and so on. So the Mar says, Chad Ama Kneged Birkos Kohanim, V'Chad Ama Kneged Shlosha Shomei HaSaf, Chamisha Ro Pnei HaMelech, Shiva Roi Pnei HaMelech. So who are these three, five, and seven? Who are the Shomer Hasaf, Roi Pnei HaMelech, Shiva Roi Pnei HaMelech, who guard the king? So Rashi interprets that these are the ones mentioned in the Megillah. They are the Shiva Haim Kediksiv, Shiva Sarve Paras Umadai, Umehem Yesh Chamisha Shuvin Kediksiv, Besof Melochim, Shlosha Shomer Hasaf, Besof Seif Melochim, Ukenegim Tiknu Elu, Me'ein Dva Malchus. So Tosis is bothered by Rashi's interpret that these, the number 3, 5, and 7, 3 are the aliyahs that we have every day, 5 are the aliyahs on Yontif, 7 the aliyahs on Shabbos. Why should they correspond to those who you know, the courtiers of Achashverosh, who was as Tosis says, Rekasha, Loma Shetiknu Chachamim Keneged Inonu Shel Oso Rosha. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam interprets that what we're speaking about relates to the Ksuvim in Sefer Yirmiyah and Melachim, and the Yushami, then interprets that these Hanoshim Shlo Husku B'Melachim Heim Sofer Hadayanim. But even according to Tosis, that we're speaking about Sofer Dayanim and people, you know, advisors to the king, even if it's Melech Yisrael, what does that have anything to do with the number of Krum as relates to Kriyas HaTorah? So the Rav explained that first we know that there's a special mitzvah on the Melech to write a Sefer Torah. As the Rambam says in Hilchas Sefer Torah, in Perek Zayin, V'Melech mitzvah olav lichtov Sefer Torah echad la'atzmo, L'shem HaMelech, Yesal Sefer Torah Shilo, Kishu Hejot, Shnema, V'Hojo Shifter Al Kisom, Mamlachtov, Kosov Lo, Omegin Osom Sefer Azora, Al Pi Bezen Hagodl. Zer Shahayo Kishayo Hejot, Meniach Bebet Genozov, V'Zer Shikosov, O Shenichtov Lo, Acher Shemolach, Ye Imo Tomib. And the Ram goes on to say, wherever he goes, whether he goes to war, or in his house, wherever he goes, he takes the Sefer Torah with him. So this mitzvah, special mitzvah of writing a second Sefer Torah that the Melech has to write, is not just a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, but more fundamentally, it's a mitzvah, a special mitzvah of Talmud Torah that relates to the Melech, as the Pasuk says, V'haysa imo v'kavolo kol yimei chayav. So there's a special halacha, a special mitzvah, beyond the mitzvah simply ksivas Sefer Torah, of Talmud Torah on the Melech. Now, that mitzvah would seem that it incorporates not only Torah Shebiksav, what's written in the Sefer Torah, but also Torah Shebi'al Peh. First of all, the Torah Shebiksav has to be interpreted by the Torah Shebi'al Peh. And beyond that, the Ram says that he's magiyet api. From the Sefer HaZorah Api Bezen HaGodl. And the role of Bezen HaGodl is one of Horor, as the Ram says in Hilchus Mamrim, Shehein Hein Amudei Horor V'Ikar Torah Shebi'al Peh. So we see inherent in the mitzvah of a Melech to write a Sefer Torah is also to interpret it Api Torah Shebi'al Peh. So these people that I mentioned, the 3, 5, and 7 advisors to the king, they are the ones who help interpret the Torah for the Melech. And the Rav quoted the Medrash says in Bereshis Rabbah, it's quoted in the Yalkut Shimoni, the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, it says, Lo yomush Sefer Torah hazem bipicha, Amri b'shua ben Yochai, Sefer Mishnah Torah hu, shegono b'shua, shenigla olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matzo Yosef for Sefer Mishneh Torah Biyado. Amalei Chazak Yoshua Amatz Yoshua Lo Yomus Sefer Torah Zem Bipicha. So the Rav said that the Medrash says that when Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yoshua, he had the Sefer Mishneh Torah in his hands. It doesn't mean Mishneh Torah the Sefer Dvarim. It means Mishneh Torah the Melech, because Yoshua had a din of a Melech. Indeed, we learned the Halach of Mori B'Malchus from Yoshua. As the Pasuk says, Chol Asher Yimei Espicha Yomus. And therefore, since he had a din of Melech, there was also a Halach of him to write a Sefer Torah the Melech, the Mishneh Torah the Melech. And as it relates to Yoshua, the Pasuk says, V'kisubo yom v'layla, and that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Torah should be al peh, that requires understanding and analysis and havana, and which incorporates, of course, Torah should be al peh as well. So these Gimel Shomei Hasaf and Chamishi Ro Pnei HaMelech, the Shiva Roi Pnei HaMelech, they were those who would learn, Tamid Chachamim, who would learn with the Melech. And the Yushalmi says, Toysis quotes it, that the Shivaro Pnei HaMelech are the Chamisha and Snei Sofei Adayonim. So that's the... because you see, they all had a din of Dayanim. And that's why it has to be an odd number. It should be because Ein Bezdin Shokol. So they were the ones, Bezdin, who were involved in Havor and interpreting the Torah on behalf of the Melech. And that's now we understand what does this have to do to the minion of Kruim. Because, as we know, the greater the Kedusha Sayom, the greater the number of Aliyahs, and the greater, therefore, the Chiv of Talmud Torah on that day. And these 3, 5, and 7 were the ones who helped interpret the Torah for the special mitzvah of Talmud Torah that relates to the Melech. So even while there is a mitzvah of Mikra, the Etzem Kriya of Talmud Torah is just saying the words, even without Havana and Torah Shebikshav is Hakim, but by Torah Shebapeh, it's only with Havana. And that's what Ezra added when he instituted the Meturgamon. That was, so beyond the mitzvah and kiyum of Mikra, there's also a kiyum of Havana Satorah. And with this, we could also understand your Tosis asks, in Tosis on Chaf Aleph, that it says, Hanish Losha Kenegin Mi, and the Mordechai says, on Kenegin Tovin Avim Ksuvim. So Tosis asks, so then why do we need Shloshe Keneged Shomei Hasaf? So the answer is because the Shomei Hasaf, there's a superimposed on the regular mitzvah of Kriyas Torah Sakim of Mikra, is also now the Kriyam of Torah Shabbat Peh and Havonis HaTorah. And that, so the number 3 relates to that as well, to the Havonis HaTorah. So there are 2 Kiyumim. One is a Kiyum Mikra, that's even without Havana, and then when it relates to Torah Shebi'al Peh, to Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebi'al Peh is only with Havana, but even in this Mikra, there's a kiyum, a special kiyum of Havana and Talmud Torah, and therefore, for that, the number 3 aliyahs is also relevant and significant.